Hi, Rebbe, can I make a clarification point from yesterday?
Yes.
So Rebbe said that the without Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Rebbe would have said Misvara, that you say very simple to answer Taisvis that the Zika can't be chal. If you look at Zika, sort of a quasi or baby marriage. So this is a union that has no Tfisas Kedushin. And since there's no mitzvah right now, that's going to happen 2 weeks later. So right now, everything self-implodes because the Zika can't be chal in an environment where there's no Tfisus Kedushin. That's what I thought Rebbe said.
You're talking about Rabbi Akiva and
So yeah, I was in Chayvei Lavin for the Zika.
Chayvei
So my question is, what lamaisa are we say? Are we saying that Reb Shimon somehow is having to say from 2 weeks from now allow the Zika to be chal now when there's no Tfisus Kedushin?
Lavin. Yes.
How?
So Rav Shimon Gufa asked this question. And I think I sent you. Did I send you Rav Shimon or I sent you Rav Elchanan? I don't remember what I sent you.
Bochanan.
That's
Could that be, there's two separate points. No, Rebbe, there's two separate points. One of them is that if you hold that you don't say A plus B equals C, whatever that was, and the Metzius from that is Noveya, the Isser, of the Tfisus Kedushin. So over there, so we were saying, so he says that the Aseh could take care of whatever it has to do. It could knock out the Isser, and it could knock out anything in its that it needs to in its path, basically. But over here, there's a timing problem. The Aseh is not happening now. Right now, the Zika wants to be Chal. So I thought the point was, you say, you can't be Chal. You can't have a baby marriage right now. What's going on? There's no Tfisus Kedushin. You're telling me, oh, but in 2 weeks, yeah, in 2 weeks, come back to me. You're gone, finished, you're out. I'm not copying even the structure of how we're answering that.
Looking at Rav Shimon. Okay, so let's go. I'll go over what you said. Okay, let's review. We'll discuss what you said. Okay.
So are we masking the, I mean, that's
No,
fair.
of course I'm not masking. I'm never a masking. You know that would be almost against my principles. Masking. But okay.
Will address your concerns.
Yeah. So let's go over again the Ramban, the Tosfos, Ramban, and then we have the Rashba that I sent out. I hope I sent it out. I think I sent it out this morning.
Yes.
Tosfos was superficially, there's a difference between there's two differences between Tosfos and the Ramban. One difference is Ramban gives a potential answer. Then he just asked the Kasha, how did the Gemara know? But he sounds like he's ready to have an answer that the Gemara knew. Somehow they knew this Hashkafa Rabbi Akiva. Taibis doesn't give that answer. Okay, so that's obviously one difference. The question is also, is there a difference in the way they ask the question? The Ramban, when he asks the question, he says, Kasha, Neima da'asi. Say, the cards. So the Ramban brings the Gemara from Daf Gimel as a riot to his Kasha. You see the Gemara in Daf Gimel by Chayvei Krisis that they said that if Esei would be Dachilose Shesh Bakaris, you would have Yibum, and that's why you need Allah. So the same thing should be true in Rabbi Akiva by Chai Ve'Lavin. Tosfos does not quote Chai Ve'Kri, the Gemara by Chai Ve'Krisis. Right? Tosfos doesn't quote at all. Tosfos just says, Tema the Akiva, the Tema the Riyam, I don't mean an Amir Rabbi Akiva. So let's say, I say, it's Chenosa say. Tosfos doesn't quote the Gemara on Dach Gimel to ask his kasha. So superficially, I mean, this relates to a little bit what you were saying, Svi, is that there seems to be a machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. The Ramban seems to hold that without the Gemara on Dach Gimel, you wouldn't have a kasha because you could answer it. The answer, L'chaira, would be, like we said, that you know, like you that you can't get the Zika can't be chow, and therefore she's mutter to shuk because the Zika can't be chow. So tafsi ba kedushin is lo tafsi ba Zika. Tosfos doesn't seem to even register that question, that possibility. Tosfos, as Ramban, brings a raya from the Gemara on Daf Gimel that that's not true. Because the Gemara on Daf Gimel says that that if Esei would be Daichel Osei Shesh Makareis, so then you would have Yibo. So he brings a raya from the Gemara that that's not true. And then he answers that Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with that Gemara, so to speak, in Daf Gimel. And he holds that, you know, the Lashon of the Ramban is that he holds the Gadi Rachmana by Rais, Zudim Chai Ve'Ladim, the Kol de Lotav Dektushim, Mafki Zika. So it's interesting. Pashas, the two disagreements, to say it again, but there's two disagreements between the Ramban and Tosfos. They seem to be the same point. In other words, Tosfos doesn't need a raya. Tosfos feels it's pashit. You have Esei Doicha Losa say. So the Losa say is gone. So of course you should have Yibum. The Ramban agrees that in Svara it's not so pashit. He has to bring a raya. And then the Ramban answers the kasha that says, even though there's a raya, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that. The Gemara knew that Rabbi Akiva disagreed. And the question is, how did the Gemara know? In other words, it's the same, you know, it's the same point that the Ramban holds that Esei Deichalosa say is debatable here. And to point that without a raya, he wouldn't have a kasha. And even after a raya, he has a potential answer to say that Rabbi Akiva disagrees, because Rabbi Akiva says Esei Deichalosa, they won't help you, because still, it's Mafkia, Mafkia Zika. But Tosfos wasn't even Gairis that possibility. So that's why Tosfos doesn't need a Raya, and Tosfos can't answer like the Ramban. No, you know, the Ramban's answer is that Rabbi Akiva holds that even though you say Esei Deichalose, but there's no, you can't have Zika. Tosfos doesn't Gairis such a possible Svara. That's why he didn't need a raya. It's the same, right? The two points that they disagree on is very nice.
The Ramban talks about Tfisa's Kedushin. He doesn't talk about Zika.
No, the Ramban says, the Chol Dino Mafki Kedushin, Mafki Zika. That's how he answers the Kasha.
Oh, since you're not Tfisa's Kedushin, therefore that kills the Zika.
Right. So I'm saying the Ramban actually answers Tfisa's Kasha. Tfisa doesn't give the Ramban's answer. Now, the Ramban is not fully satisfied with his answer, but at least he seems like he feels it's a partial answer that you could say that the Gemara knew, isn't it? The Gemara is allowed to know Shadon Rabbi Akiva, so they knew Rabbi Akiva held to this Svara. So I'm saying it's the same, it's very meduyik, it's the same point. Tosfos doesn't hold that there's such a Svara. He don't hold it as Svara. So if he doesn't hold it as Svara, he doesn't have to bring a raya from the Gemara and Daf Gimel to prove that the Svara is wrong. And he doesn't have to, and he can't say there be Akiva holds of such a Svara, because there's no such Svara. It's akruma svara. The Ramban holds of this svara. So the first question, I guess, you know, we have to explain, is what is the machlokes Taifas and the Ramban? Why is it that Taifas doesn't hold the Ramban svara? He doesn't even hold it as a possibility. Therefore, he didn't have to bring a raya from Daf Gimel. He couldn't answer that Reb Kiva holds of this svara, while the Ramban holds it's a good svara.
Rabbi, does Taisus, what does Taisus need his introduction for? Behold, Duchte Pshitele La Shas. And it's like almost like he's bringing down, like he knows all this factors of. What does Taisus need? They ask his kasha. Say, I say, Duchte Lesson, Rabbi Kiva.
But who says that we don't? So first he says that the Gemara says all over that Rabbi Kiva doesn't.
Behold, Duchte Pshitele La Shas, the Chayvi La Rabbi Kiva, he's setting up the whole. What is Taisus adding that in for?
I don't know. That's his question. Because he said the Gemara holds this point, and the question, why should it be?
Now, ain't kedushin taisim b'chayvi lav, and means that lav b'nei chalitza. No, taisim is like bringing that logic in, and then saying, I'm going to ask my kasha, knowing that I want to ask my kasha anyways. He knows that tefisa's kedushin. He knows the Ramban's answer, and he wants to ask his kasha anyway.
Ramban said that therefore there's no zika. He doesn't know anything about zika.
Lav b'nei chalitza v'yibim, then who?
Okay, but that doesn't say anything about Zika. I don't know.
So what's Taisus? The whole in kedushin Taisus b'chayvi lavin lav b'nei chalitza. How do those two things connect? You're not Taisus kedushin lav b'nei chalitza.
Because
what's the logic in that?
Erva is yeah, but no, I of course if it's I take it. I'm sorry, I didn't say that right. Of course, erva is mafkia Zika, but Taisus kasha is. But if Esay doichelosa say, then you get rid of the erva.
I mean, Taisus is saying, I know the Ramban's answer.
No, that's not the Ramban's answer. Ramban's answer is that even with Esay Daicha, you still, everyone, the Ramban's answer is that even though Esay is Daicha Losa say, but still, it's Mafkia Zika. I don't think so. Taisus doesn't mention a word about Zika. I don't think
he's forgetting. Was it the Kedushin Taisin, the Chayvei Lavin, Lavin Echalitza Yibam?
Lavin Echalitza Yibam.
That has a Yachas, right? Those two things should have a Yachas. There's a cause and effect. It's not. It's a cause and effect.
Okay, but I didn't say we're about the Zika. It's Parshat Shadi means because it's an Isser that you can't do Yibam. And once the Isser, you can't do Yibam. It's like caution out of Yibam and out of Chalitza.
Why does he have to bring in Tfisa's Kedushin? Why does Taisus bring
the reason the difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is Rabbanan say we only say caution out of Yibam and out of Chalitza by Chai Bekrisis because Chai Bekrisis is Lotafsi Bo Kedushin. And Rabbi Akiva, who holds that even Chai Belavim is Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, so he says that by Chai Belavim too. But the Taisus doesn't mention the word Zika. I don't know. Let's go back a step. I think we should start with the Ramban and then jump back to Taisus. The Ramban says as far as that the call to the Otafsi Bokadushin, Mavki is Zika. What does he mean? What does he mean? So what if it's Lel Tafsi? In other words, the Maisa, later on, when you come to do Yibum, you're going to have Esay Deicha Losa say, and it's going to be Deicha the Isser.
You don't get to later. There is no later.
No, so there is no. In other words, what he means is that the immediate Zika, you want to come in with an immediate Zika. So right now, since it's Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, you can't get a Zika. Since it's Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, you can't get a Zika. Right? That's what it sounds like he's saying. That if it's Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, so you can't get a Zika. Called the Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, Bafkia Zika. Now he points
what does he mean, Goli Rachmana Bar Rayas? What does he mean, Goli Rachmana Bar Rayas?
We learn it out from some pasuk, whatever, that if it's lo tafsi bo kedushin, in other words, we learn out, just like we learn out that by that kares is mafkia zika. So anywhere which is, you know, we learn the Gemara has its drasha on daf chav. You know, without a pasuk, we wouldn't know it. We don't know that chai, in other words, so we need a pasuk to teach us that it's included in that pasuk. Who din chayv elavin? The call that of dafsi bo kedushin mafkia zika.
Which pasuk?
I don't know. Pasuk chad is a pasuk on daf chav that teaches us kol sheino the yibam meino the chalitza.
Isn't that only because we need that because of the mitzvah that we need to speak from the
I don't know.
Without it, we would know by default, like the pashas was that.
Let me leave that for a minute. So he's saying as far up, the chol de lo tafsi bo kedushin mafkia zika. Then he agrees, Ramban agrees, but the Rabbanan don't hold of that. Because you see from the Gemara and Daf Gimel, not like that. So what? How does the Ramban understand the Rabbanan Svara?
Is this the Rashba or the Ramban?
I'm in the Ramban. The Ramban is making a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. That the Rabbi Kiva holds.
Well, that's the Rashba you sent us.
Yeah, but the Ramban is. The Ramban says, you know, at first I'm doing the Ramban. The Ramban is much simpler than Rashba. The Ramban leaves it shver. How did the Gemara know? The Rashba is going further to explain how the Gemara knew. So I'm starting. So the Rashba, the Ramban says that the Gemara knew that according to Rabbi Akiva, When Goli Rachmana Barai, the Chai Beladim, the Chol de Lotai Dushim Afkia Zika. And the Rabbanan disagree with that.
And how Rabbi Kiva do that?
I say, as a Kasha, how the Gemara know? Okay. But what's the Swara? This is what Rabbi Tzvi was asking. How does the Ramban understand the Rabbanan Swara? And I would say the question is stronger. In Taisis, in other words, Taisis, you know, it's the same question. The Rabban grants that this is the Rabbanan Svara, that you could have a Zika. The Rabbanan don't agree with this Svara of Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva doesn't need a Leha?
Taisis, what?
Rabbi Akiva doesn't need a Leha?
Akiva, I don't know. I don't know where we. The Rambam doesn't tell you where Rabbi Akiva got it from, so we can't.
I'm saying Rabbi Akiva doesn't have the whole Gemara. Daf Gimel doesn't exist.
No, I don't know. He doesn't say. He just says Rabbi Akiva holds that we learn from some source. He doesn't say which. I can't say. Maybe it's Olah. I don't know that if it's low tafsi bo kedushin, it's mafkia zika. But the Rabbanan don't agree with that. That's Beferish and the Gemara and Daf Gimel. And the Ramban is creating a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. So the way just I'm setting it up is that the Ramban grants that it's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Taisvis doesn't even grant the possibility that anyone could disagree with the Rabbanan. And that's why Taisvis didn't have to bother bringing a ride from Daf Gimel. And Taisvis doesn't entertain Rabbi Akiva, the Ramban's answer. So what is this Svara? Why does Rabbi Akiva, Rabbanan in the Ramban hold that you can have Zika by Chai Velavim? Why don't we say it sounds like a good Svara? Since it's Lotasi Bo Kedushin, it's Mavkiya Zika.
Did we answer this question yesterday?
We're going over.
No, I just want
to. Especially because someone started off the share asking this question, right? No.
That's
a $1 billion shaita that we. Can I
offer a mahalach?
Wait, I want to make sure we're on board. In other words,
ain't kateger, nasa kateger.
Right, who mafrik?
Right, but before we move, in other words, I want to get the simple shot. So what is the svar? In other words, you see from Tysus that the pashtus is that you could have a zika, and the Ramban is mechadesh that the svar that there's no zika. The chayre in our minds, the pashtus is like the Ramban, not like Tysus. Right. So before I hear you speak, I want to. There's a simple chakira, imshad and the Rabban. What would be the two stadim? I just need structurally. Then I'll listen to see. What would be structurally?
In Rabbanan or in Rabbi Kiva?
In the Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold that if Esay Doicha Lo Say Sheesh Bokares, then you can have a Zika. So why don't we say that since it's Lotapsi Bokadushin, Mafkiya Zika?
Because the Zika starts first.
That's the problem.
But we know the assay is bepoil has to happen. It doesn't have to happen b'shas that time because we know the existing assay. If it happens 6 months from now, that assay has to stand. Therefore, the Zika's chal, and that Zika is going to hold up to waiting for the assay.
Okay. So what I think you're saying is that the pshat in the Rabbanan is that even though there's a lotapsi bokedushin, and lotapsi bokedushin is an lotapsi bozika, but the essay is doichet.
But it's not here.
Oh, it's okay. I hear. What's the other possible pshat in the Ramban, in the Rabbanan, and in Tosfos? Before we jump here, what's the other possibility to say that
there is no Zika, but when you do the mitzvah, it goes through,
or to say there's no Zika sounds hard, but the other possibility would say that Zika is not governed by it's irrelevant to Zika. There's no Tafsi about Kedushin.
Right. Stam five on later. Baby marriage. Stam arguing with the whole svar. It's not a baby marriage. It's not a
the Gemara.
Marriage is not taken off by Notavsi Bo Kedushin. Notavsi Bo Kedushin and Notavsi Bo Zika are Shnei Dinim Nifradim.
Zika is a form of Kedushin that we always call it.
Okay, I hear. So the two paths of Shatim in Taisus. Taisus doesn't hold that the Ramban Svara, right? And the Ramban even is also Magid that the Rabbanan don't hold that it's Svara. So the two possibilities. One possibility is because the somehow or another the essay is Doicha the Aveira, and therefore the essay makes it, as a Satsibo Zika, to which he's asking that the essay is not here yet. Okay, that's one possibility. The other possibility is that in general, Zika doesn't, who said Zika can't be Chal if it's Lotafsibo Kedushin?
Can I offer a different?
I got you up. But I want to just say, which way is more mashma on the Lashon and the Ramban? And then I'll get you. And then you go. Which way is Ramban mashma?
Low tops of a Kedushin.
Yeah, but it's sad that the Ramban is the Kadesh that it doesn't work. But what is he coming out of Fuke?
Sounds like the second.
In other words, coming to say that this svara that we said in the Rabbanan, Rabbi Akiva says is not true. So according to the first way, the svara that we said in the Rabbanan is that the essay can be doicha the problem of Itzvisa's Kedushin. So Rabbi Akiva's chiddush is essay can't be doicha. Right, he doesn't mention anything. In other words, if you learn the first way, the machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is: can essay be daicha the itvisas kedushin, or essay can't be daicha? The Rabbanan hold that essay can be daicha the itfisas kedushin, and Rabbi Akiva holds no, the essay can't be daicha. If you learn the second way, no one holds the essay can be daicha the itfisas kedushin. The question is, does itfisas kedushin make itfisas zika? Rabbanan say it doesn't, and Rabbi Akiva says it does. So I happen to agree with Hiddle that the last gen of the Ramban, Rabban says that the Rabbi Akiva, Gadi Rachmana Barayas, Uda Vachai Belavin, the Chol that Altafsi Bo Kedushim, Mafkia Zika. He doesn't say a word that the essay is not Daicha. Doesn't mention a word about the essay.
But Tosfos Agabin Nida, we say the only reason that Ibum is Chal because Kiddushim Otafsim, even though it's a Nida. The first Tosfos.
Because Kiddushim is?
It's Tosfos.
Yeah, okay.
By Nida. Even though it's a Lav. And it's a Kares.
It's a Kares. Nida is a Kares. So therefore, that's why otherwise it will be in the din of Kol Sheino the Yibum Eino the Chalitza. We have a drasha that by Chai Bekrisis and Otafsi Bo Kedushin, Kol Sheino the Yibum Eino the Chalitza.
One second. Can I give a little bit more Havana to the second side?
One second. According to Rabbi Akiva, is there a concept of Tafsi Bo Kedushin? Because he holds Chai Belavin is not Tafsi Kedushin.
Rabbi Akiva holds Chai Belavin is not Tafsi Bo Kedushin, yes.
So then there's no, what's the starting point?
I don't know what you're asking. I don't follow.
I'm saying, like, you can't say that the Ruch HaChomim, they hold that just like it's not Tafsi Bo Kedushin, so therefore they say it's different by this case. There's nothing to talk about in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that there's a concept of Tafsi Bo Kedushin.
I'm sorry, I still don't follow.
He holds both for Chai V'Lavin and for Krisus, there's no Tafsi Bo Kedushin.
Right.
So there's no comparison of Yibum to Kedushin, because there is no case of Tafsi Bo Kedushin.
There is, of course there is. There's cases of Chai V'Essay, no is there. There are cases of Tafsi Bo Kedushin. But Taivis Kasha was that since you can do Essay Deichel L'Essay, so you should have a Mitzvah Yibum.
Can I give a little bit of Havana to the second one? I think it's pretty much the second side, but a little bit more Havana is to say that maybe this obviously Yibum and standard Kedushin are not on the same track, right? A regular Kedushin has all the, you know, all the dinim that has to be consent and everything like that. Yibum works about Karcha and everything like that. So maybe the pshat is, how do you determine if someone's type is Kedushin? Well, you say, well, what track are you looking for? If you're trying to go over to the woman and be Mekadosh, you're normally, oh, there's no Tfisis Kedushin. But the Zika is coming, obviously, on the track of Yibum. So if you want to know if this woman, it has Tfisis Kedushin in a Bia track, in a Yibum track, the answer is yes. And maybe that's why. That's the Shiloh, whether Zika has to follow the Dinim of Kedushin, not because it's not a baby marriage, or maybe because it's a second track. And therefore, if you let me talk, my Zika, there is a Kedushin, there will be a Kedushin. So the Gabi, that track, there always was from the outset, Tfisis Kedushin, because Yibum will work. It's the other track.
But you're saying with Techiah, without Techiah?
No, I'm saying right now, the whole question is, Zika, how do you survive? We want to blow you out of the water. No, you don't. So Zika says, no, wait a second. I understand that there's two tracks. On a regular track A, there's absolutely no Tfisis Kedushin. If I try to survive in that world, I'm out. I don't want to go in that track. I want to go in Yibum. In Yibum, there is Tfisis Kedushin. Because if someone, and I said, when that will happen, that will be a different type. It's type B of Isha Hiknalam and Shemayim. So therefore, that's the Shiloh, where the Zika comes as, oh, no Tfisis Kedushin. It says, wait, what type of Tfisis Kedushin?
Okay,
track
but,
A, track B.
I think you're saying the first shot, not the second shot.
No.
In other words, you're just giving, in other words.
No, I'm saying that's called Tfisis Kedushin. It is Tfisis Kedushin from the beginning. No,
but the reason why the two stardom that we have, and I want to get it sharper, the Ramban says in Svara, seems to hold that according to the Rabbanan, Rabban says, Rabbi Akiva holds that if it's aimed at Otavsi but Kedushin, it's Mafkia Zika. Rabbanan right. don't agree with that. So right. we have two possibilities. Is it because since there is an essay and the essay will eventually go ahead and be Daicha the Lelsasei and allow you to do Yibum? So somehow or another.
No, so that's the problem.
One second. Let me please. So I'm trying to be vague. So somehow or another, since there is an essay, so the essay, since the essay, and the essay either now or in the, they will say, I'll make Sfi happy. There are three possible pshatim. Okay. There are two pshatim that are go together. Is that the reason why the Rabbanan hold it's Tafsi Bozika is because there's an essay. Now, there are two different ways of saying that. Either you say the essay right now is somehow or another mafkia the problem, even though you're not mekayim the essay yet. Or you say, since eventually you're going to be mekayim the essay.
I'm saying nothing to do. I'm not going to mention the word essay.
But you did say the word essay. I heard.
I do not need the word. One second. This girl is mixed stripe. She is not Tofis Kedushin for the in a general track A, and she is Tofis Kedushin on track B, which is called Yibam Grada. In this case, Grada, because it's an essay. One second. When you look at this woman, you have to ask yourself: when you want to know if she's Tofis Kedushin, what do you want to know about track A or track B? So track A, there is, and there'll never be any Tofis Kedushin. Just try to marry her. Track B of Yibam will work. In this case,
why will the Yibam work?
What?
What you're calling the Yibam track is the mitzvah essay shabbat.
I don't have to answer that. You only have to answer one question.
But you're saying it because since Yibam will work, why will Yibam work?
Coincidental. That's coincidental. I don't need the essay over here.
Without what I'm saying,
we have a lot of trouble saying, how does the essay from 2 weeks from now touch the Zika? According to me, it's not an iota of a question. No shaykes. You have one question to ask yourself. What track are you on? On one track, she has no...
Why does this track work? Why do you have Zika on this track?
Is a separate track. There's a different kind of Yibam over here. The different kind of a marriage. It happens to be in this case, you're right. I say Docha. But in general, there are two types of marriages that are Shaya.
Okay, so you're saying the other way? Okay, I don't know. Fine. We'll let you say the other way. In other words, but fine, I hear. Okay. So the Maisa, we're still saying. Though,
it's so much more Hesber. If you don't like it, fine. But I'm saying it's not like episode. Either you love it or you hate it. Like, I'm not copying Rebbe's saying.
Structurally, I just want to go back. I think it's a very important thing. There's two different structures in understanding Tovis's Kasha and the Ramban. Also, the Pash, everyone agrees that the Pash this is that there should be Zika. The Ramban and Tovis doesn't even bother bringing a Raya that there's Zika. The Ramban brings a Raya. But then he's Mechadesh, and Rabbi Kiva disagrees. But the pashtus is that there is Zika. How could there be Zika when it's well Tafsi about Kedusha? So there's two totally different answers. One answer is because Zika, the fact that it's well Tafsi about Kedusha is not relevant because that's a din in Kedusha. And here we're talking about Zika. And Zika and Kedusha are two different things. Whether you want to use whether it's Sfiz Hesber or not, but it's the Zika is not it's a different type in a court. It's not necessarily governed by Hilchus Kedushin. Zika is different. Kedushin is one thing and Zika is something else. Right? There's a mandal when it says Ain Zika, which means that there's no Isser Kroivin from Zika. So Zika is who says that Zika is governed by the same rules that Otafsi Bo Kedushin. Who said Zika is a form of Kedushin? It's a Naya Bria. That the Torah makes a a different type of bond. It's not a the Torah makes a bond. It's not governed by Hilchus Kedushin, Tzvitzus Kedushin. Right? That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it, which was the way most of the guys were saying it before, is that since eventually the essay is going to be matter the bia, and the essay is going to come in and make it that it's that the lav is gone, so we have like a zika now for the future. Because why can't you have zika by chai ve'lavim because of the lav? But I know that lav is going to go up. The lav won't do anything because the lav is oymed. The lav says you're not. What does the lav say? The lav says you're not allowed to have bia. But anytime you have bia, you will be allowed to have bia. You will be allowed because the essay is going to be taken. So it's not. It's almost considered as if there's no lav here, right? Those would be the two.
Rabbi,
two possible.
I don't want to say. I'm not trying to say an answer, but just structurally, aren't we skipping something? Like, do we understand? I mean, maybe you do. I'm not sure I understand. The Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbanon, why is it that Rabbi Akiva holds that the lav is strong enough to make an eat fisas kiddushin? Meaning, Rabbanon hold that the Kris Karis does it. So,
that's not
I can see
sugar.
That lav is.
That's not our sugya. That's a dry Gemara on Memtes.
But don't we have to? Don't we need to understand the connection between the lav and the Tfizas Kedushin in order to apply it to Zika? If you don't even know how it works with Tfizas Kedushin, then how can you decide whether it's Zika or not?
Why does Karis make each Tfizas Kedushin? It's a drasha. And so there's a machlokes, how you end the drasha. And there are people that say that even Karis doesn't make Tfizas Kedushin, each Tfizas Kedushin. There are different.
Oh, so it's a machlokes, and it's a drasha.
It's a drasha. Yes, it all comes from drashas.
It's how you learn that drasha.
Mm-hmm. But the Maisa, right? But I think it's very nice. So what, but it sounds to me, even though, okay, so I'm agreeing with Tzvi, okay, but Mutter for me to agree with him, that the lotion of the Ramban is not like what we thought. I think the Rav Shimon is saying the other way. If you look at Rav Shimon Shkaf, that Rav Shimon is saying that since the essay is what allows the Zika to be chal. He pretty much says that, I'm pretty sure. But the lotion of the Ramban is not mashed by that way. Because if the Rabbanan Svara is that it's the essay that makes the Zika to be chal, so when he's explaining Rabbi Akiva, he should have said Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of the essay. He doesn't hold that the essay can do that. But the Ramban doesn't mention a word about the essay when he's explaining Rabbi Akiva. He just says, the call that Otafsi Bo Kedusha Mafkia Zika, according to the simple pshat that the guys were saying, Rabbanan also agreed to that, except that they hold that the essay removes the Lotafsi Bo Kedusha. In other words, everyone agrees, according to the simple pshat, everybody agrees that if you don't have Tfizas Kedushim, you don't have Tfizas Zika. But the machlokes is, can the essay remove the Lotafsi Bo Kedushin? Rabbanan hold, since essay Daichalos essay, so the essay removes the Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, and the Akiva holds it doesn't remove the Lotafsi Bo Kedushin. So then the Ramban is not hitting the nail on the head because that the call to Lotafsi Bo Kedushin Mafkia Zika, everybody agrees to. So the lashon of the Ramban is mashma that he's Guba Bechadesh this Kiddush, that you can't have Zika when it's Lotafsi Bo Kedushin. That happens to be very bad for me, but okay, I can't tell you because in the last sugya, we didn't finish it. I finished him. I was trying to say not like that, but okay, I'm in trouble. But okay, in other words, I was assuming that everybody would agree. In other words, the question is, this is really in the Daf Gimel, when the Gemara on Daf Gimel says that if without Aleha, you would say Esei Doi Chalos Esei Sheish Bekareis, then you would have Yibo. So is that because how do you have a Zika? So is it based on the Esei Doiche or Stam? There's no problem. Zika and an Isser Erba can coexist. So it seems from here that Zika and Isser Erba can coexist, according to the Rabbana. When I'm Daf Gimel, I didn't learn that way. But Shimon doesn't learn that way. So that's why all Yavamis is interconnected, regretfully, or not regretfully. But okay. Anyway, but no, is that okay? Are we agreeable that there's two different versions of Shah in the Ramban and two different versions of Shah in the Tosfos? Okay, so let's go to the Rashba. So the Ramban leaves it schwer in that where did the Gemara know that Rabbi Akiva holds it? After all, we know the Rabbanan disagree. So how did the Gemara know that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Rabbanan? Right, that's Rabban's kasha. And he leaves that Sarachian.
But what I think Rabbi wanted to go back to Taisus once he finished Ramban. I don't understand which side is Taisus learning. In other words,
Rashi Pshat, Taisus holds at this time it's a crazy Svara. So you don't even have to bring a Raya. Taisus doesn't agree such a Svara that the Zika is not Chal. Whatever the Hebrew, either because he holds the Essay Daicha, or even without the Essay being Daicha, he holds that Zika and Kedusha are two separate things. So he says there's no Svara that just because it's Lotavsi Ba Kedusha and it's Lotavsi Ba Zika. Taibis isn't Gairis at Svara. Since he's not Gairis at Svara, he doesn't have to bring a Raya from Daf Gimel. He doesn't have a potential answer to answer via Kiva. He says it's a crazy Svara. The Ramban is Gairis at Svara, but he brings a Raya from Daf Gimel against it. So his answer is okay, you're right. Daf Gimel is a Raya against that Svara. But that Gemara and Daf Gimel is going to Rabbanan, and Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Then he has a kasha. How does the Gemara know that Rabbi Akiva disagrees? Where do they find this machlokes tanoim? So the Ramban's mashma, that worst comes to worst, is not so terrible. You can say Chazal knew. Chazal there was a Messiah. They knew Pshat Rabbi Akiva. Someone, a little birdie, told them. Okay. And let's read the Rashba. Right. So this is a piece. The famous. This is in the Shavuot Rashba. Right, we know this is in the Rav Ochanan, the beginning of Rav Ochanan. I think this is Rav Simcha Wasserman put this out, no? Anyone know? I think that's it. In other words, Rav Ochanan printed it in the Kobe Saharas, but I don't think he did this. I think his son did this in Europe already. Okay, anyway, I'm not sure. So what he did is he took the Shai V'Tshuvas HaRashba and he cut out the pieces that are nogea to Yavamis. You know, I don't know, they could do it on other Mesechtas too, but they didn't. So he did it only on Yavamis.
What was the point of it? I mean, what's the Shaychus of Dafka the Rashba?
I don't think there's any point. I think it was just that the Rashba is a very important region. And there's lots and lots of Shaychus that choose the Rashba. We have like six volumes of Shaychus, maybe more. This is Chedek Vav. But there's many Chalok and Shachus and Rashba that they came out with. So they're in there, the Rashba answered questions on the Gemara, but it's not accessible to the average person because no one knows that the Rashba explained the Gemara in his Tshuvas. So I think this is what Rav Simcha did. Let me just check. So what they did, what I'm seeing in Europe. So they wanted to be able to access, you know, this region. It's like,
so it doesn't have anything to do with the specific sugyas that Rebbe Elchanan is dealing with.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with the Sefer.
Okay. Yes.
Here, it says here that the Kovei Sa'aris is by Rebbe Elchanan, and Shai the Chuvas HaRashba was done through by his son. So it's two unrelated Svarim. And I think right. It's going to, like, I'm looking here at the pages, at the new Sefer. It sounds like that what happened was that Rav Elchanan actually put out this before his father wrote the Kovei Tzaharis. Yeah, that's what it seems like, that I'm not sure. No, I don't know. I take that back. I don't know. I don't know. But there are two separate svarim. The one was written by Rav Simcha Wasserman. It was printed in 1932, the first printing. But it was in conglomeration of two totally unrelated svarim. One was it's an amazing thing. Rav Simcha, he wrote a sefer, printed it in 1932. That's pretty long time ago. He was pretty chashuv a person apparently then already. Anyway, so let's read the piece. But I don't think it has any connection to the Kovei Tzaharis. It's just that they printed it together. But I don't think there's any connection.
Rebbe, by 1942, he was already in Los Angeles, and that was after stopping off in Detroit for a couple of years. So, yeah, 1932 was towards the end of the time he was a bachur, or he may have been married her by then.
Yeah, okay. Yes. You're a chashuv person, Rav Simcha.
I had the schus of being fair by him at least one time, maybe more than that. He used to come to Los Angeles still a lot, even after he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He'd come back to Los Angeles to visit.
Yes. They say, the world says, I don't know if it's true or not, but the world says that Rav Simcha went to Los Angeles, no insulting men to Los Angeles or to wherever he went, is because he had no children, and he said that no one else can go. People with children, how can they go to Los Angeles?
Sure, I'm sure there's truth to that. When he went to Los Angeles, it was Taka Midbar.
So he said... So
now that he went to the Valley, Rebbe.
He was offered to be a Rosh Hashiva in New York, some program, I think, at Tarvin. And he said no, because anyone can be a Rosh Hashiva in New York. But very few people can go to Los Angeles because everyone else has kids and he has no kids. So he went and he went to do Harbaz Torah. That's the real Rosh Hashiva in Ashgafa, you know? Like he went instead, he could have had a Rosh Hashiva. With an, enjoyable, whatever, with teaching Torah at a high level. But, but someone else can do that. They don't need me. But to teach, to go ahead and to teach.
Ryakov said that. Ryakov disagreed with the Rashiva, I think, on certain details when someone could stay out of town. So it came out that a lot of people would only be able to go out of town for 5 or 6 years. So Ryakov said it's Kedai. Even if you're only going to be able to go for a few years, it's Kedai to do it.
Okay. Anyway, but I was
a very special
person,
Rav Simcha. Rabbi,
according to Chacham, when they do the... Oh, he wants to talk and learning. I'm about doing. Yes, I'm listening.
I apologize. I'm just asking. According to Chacham, when they do Taka the Mitzvah, Seder Chalosh Bakares, right? So the Zika, there's no Tfisis Kedushin, so there's no Kenyan Kedushin at the end?
According to Chachamim, there is a Zika.
There's a Zika, but no Tfisis Kedushin. Aval Pishis ain't Tfisis Kedushin. Right?
There's a Zika.
So what happens when you do the mitzvah, you have the Zika.
Then Kedushin Taifa, you get a Kenyan Yibam.
Right, but there's no Kedushin Taifa. How could you have that with no Kedushin Taifa?
Because they're not, whatever the Hezber is, we have two possible Hezberim. Either, like Svi said, that Yibam and Kedushin have nothing to do with each other. And therefore, you can have Yibam and Kenyan Yibam and Zika's Yibam, even though it's Lotasi Bokadushin, because there's a different track, right? That's what it said. Or Pshat is that since the essay will be Daicha, the Losa say, I'm Bia Rishina, so therefore it's Kedushin's Taifes. Because
I was the second Pshat. I just thought the second Pshat. I thought we end up with a Tweetsis Kedushin. We can't have
a end up with a Tweetsis Kedushin, because when you do the Bia, it's Daicha, the Losa say.
Right, but Rebbe's saying that Rebbe's saying that Rebbe holds is two separate things.
The Kedushin is Taifes.
The kedushin type is afterwards, like a backdoor. Like
the kedushin type is when you do the bia. At the bia, the time of the bia, essays daicha, and therefore kedushin type is.
I just thought in the second shot, they were saying that the two separate things is tefisa kedushin and the zika. Two separate things. And now there's a zika. So therefore, go ahead. There's a zika. Afal pi she ain't types in kedushin.
I don't know which shot you're saying. The first shot was.
The second shot. The first shot is that there's going to be a say, and therefore, it's low tafsi bo
kedushin, but it's tafsi bo zika, and it's tafsi bo kinyan yibum, and you don't need an essay daicha stam because zika and kinyan yibum are not governed by rules of kedushin. They're two different rules.
Right. But where do we end up? Does she end up being kedushin?
Ends up being married with a kinyan yibum.
No, also, no Kenyan Kedushin, as I'm asking. No.
Kenyan Yibum is the same result as Kenyan Kedushin, but it's a different, you need it, the way you take it off is with a get. But it's a Kenyan Yibum. Now, is there any nafkamina in halacha between a Kenyan Yibum and Kenyan Kedushin? No, it's the same exact thing. But it's you got there.
Well, it works about karcha. I mean, it's a different thing. It works about karcha and okay.
Yeah, it's the making of it, but the result is the same.
Isn't there like a mimer or something that people do sometimes?
No difference from the mimer. Let's read the Rajba. Okay, we got only 9 minutes. Okay, so we won't get through this, I'm afraid. So look at the parakamadi vam is, well, is there mitzvah, is there kedusha, the plinkin akiv rabbanon, ma'ash rabbi hocha, the pshita leina rabbi kiva, the chai ve'lavin, patirim mechalitza v'yivin, go chai ve'krisis, v'zeh pela. Amayno, amino, v'kivah, delay se yeti, v'doch ilos to say. So again, he's very much like Tosis. He doesn't bring any raya, right? In other words, he just says in Svari, you know, there's, it's mashma the way we read Tosis, without any raya, it just stops. If you say, esay doch ilos to say, so you doch ilos to say, so you should have yibum. I thought that's the Zika institution. So what? Is that relevant? Okay. So what does he say? Tshuva. Vadai. The fish in Masham will be Gemara at the time of the Rekiva, the Potter, Chai Velav, and Chalitz of Yiva. Mishum the Chai Velav, and Chai Vekrisis, Ninu, Vititu, Vititay. Kilarmina, Behedra, Beshay, Perakaro. Gabi Masnisin, Dam Rabbi Kiva, Ni Afarish. Soris Adam Chodes. Ramina Bibura Mik, they show me in a Rekiva Dam Rechai Velav, Chai Vekrisis Dami. The Chai Vekrisis Labine Chalitz of Yiva Ninu. In other words, the reason why for Mekiva is because Chai Velavim, Kechai Vekrisis. The Hokanam for Ari Sanhedrin, Behedra. The time of the Rekiva, Mishim, the Kechai Vekrisis Ninu. So that's the Svara. Now it's logical. The kivin did they chai ve'lavim kechai ve'krisis. The chadina is bun. Since there's no halachic difference, seemingly, between lavim and krisis, because they're both lo tafsi bo kedushin, they both make mamzerim. V'ksiva oisa yivim to v'tarshin and ko oile yibam oile chalitza. Shein oile yibam ein oile chalitza. That's by chai ve'krisis. The my amrit chai ve'krisis udena oile chalitza. Ko chai ve'lavim oile chalitza. Oile. Kidar mina v'gemara. The Gemara says in daf chav. Lohi. Kidin didon ayin the time which from the chai ve'lavim tzaitzim v'kdushim v'kurim ve'le kachas. Lohi isha. The chai ve'krisis lo kurim ve'le kachas. The lohi ve'lach lo. Aber akiva my shna. The hocha v'hocha in kdushim tzaitzim bo. Okay, that's basically it. Come to long Rabbi Khanan. I just, as long as I'm having so much fun reading. And Rabbi Khanan says he doesn't know what he's talking about.
This Gemara is the Havamina Dafkov. That's for the Gitla Marav.
That's for Chai Ve'lavim, but you what do you do with the drasha?
So where's dark? Yeah, we're darshing the psukim over there.
Yeah, but you still could put the other vim to Chai Ve'lavim, which not.
The Gemara says, how did he know? Because he has Because Tavsi Kedushin, right? That's the Gemara there.
Mistabri, yeah, that's a good, yeah.
But that's the Havmi of the Gemara.
But why does that not stand the Maskot? Just Chayvi Lav, you know, Chayvi the Nidch, but you Chayvi Aser not Nidch.
Okay. In other words, what does he sound like he's saying? He sounds like he's saying that once we have a pasuk for chayve krisis, that there's no giba merchalitza, since according to Rakiva, there's no difference between giba lavim and kares, so the pasuk that's written by chayve krisis has to carry over to chayve lavim. Right? That's what it sounds like he's saying. We have a pasuk by chayve krisis. And according to Akiva, what's the difference? Chayve lavim and chayve grises. They're both otafsi bo kedushin. So if the pasuk says by chayve grises, kol sheino leibim ino lechalitza, so we can derive that who are then by chayve lavim, kol sheino leibim ino lechalitza.
We need that for an erva?
Wait, 1 second. What?
We need that for our rias. We need kol shein elohim in the chalitza.
I don't know, but that's pashtus, yes, because that's a gemara daf chav. That's a different sugya. Why do we need it? But pashtus, we need
it. I'm just saying, because Rekiva holds an erva, so that should take care of it. I should have to come on to the elohim in the chalitza.
Pashtus, we need it.
Because
the gemara, that's always the gemara daf chav is shver. Pashtus, without the gemara daf chav, we wouldn't know that the p'tur chalitza. We would only know that the p'tur yibo. But okay, but that's again. Well, I don't want to fly through shot.
That's only
but what's Pliatsuma with the Rajma's answer? The Rajma's answer is that there's no logical difference between lav and kares. So if we have a pasuk according to Akiva, so if we have a pasuk by kares, then it made it applied by lav too. So why does that make no sense whatsoever? Yeah, because his whole gasha was that there is a difference, right? His whole gasha was that logically there's a major difference between kares and alav, because by kares ain esay doicha lo sasei sheish by kares, and by alav esay doicha lo sasei. That was his whole gasha. His whole gasha was I understand why by chayve krisis there's no chalitza. Because ain esay doicha lo se sheish bakares, like the Gemara says on Daf Gimel, but I don't understand why by chayve lavim shouldn't there be yibam and chalitza? Because esay doicha lo se say. So his whole gasha was predicated on the assumption that there's a svara, there's a tremendous svara lechadek between lavim and chayve grises. So what's his answer? His answer is, well, once I have a pasuk by chayve krisis, what's it? And according to Akiva, they're both the same because they're both otafsi bo kedushin. So if the pasuk tells me by one, I know the other. Excuse me, they're totally different. By chayve krisis, you have esay doicha ein esay doicha lo so say sheish makaris, and by chayve lavim esay doicha. So the Rajma's answer. He's almost like oblivious to his question.
Maybe he's not answering his
question.
Maybe it's not his question. Maybe somebody else asked it, and he's doing a tshuva.
But that doesn't help me. He asked the chorus question that was asked in the question. Doesn't make a difference who asked the question. Tshuva to the question. So the in other words, like his answer is again say the words. Then what's the difference? Abarakiva Maishna. The Hakavaha ain't Tushin Taisimba. What do you mean Maishna? I'll tell you Maishna. Here's Esay Daicha, and here Esay not Daicha.
Right? Does the chorus make the love like a different love, or does the chorus just make the love like a stronger love, but it's still the same love?
Okay, but still, but the one is Daicha and one's not, so that should make for a difference. The fact that Esay is not Daicha, it makes the fact that you can be Daichet should make all the difference in the world. Okay, anyway, let's look at the Rajma inside again. We're just rushing today. So we want to do like this. The Maisa, Rabbi Chanan has a different kash on the Rajma. I made a mistake. I thought he asked this question, but I slipped my mind. But he has another kasha. Also a very good kasha. obviously, even a better kasha, obviously. But the I like to look, so and I think he leaves him shver. No, Rav Chanan left the Rashba shver. Anyone know Rav Chanan brings the Rashba, and he brings, yes, Abakasha. It's Sarath Ian. Okay, he has a kasha. Then he wants to say maybe what the Rashba meant, but he says it's not Mashba and the Lusha and the Rashba.
This is the Rav Chanan. This is the Rav Chanan. Where?
I accept it also.
I know, but there was several.
The Rav Chanan. I just accept it with the Rashba. Rav Chanan is Simin Ches Ois Tzayin. So he brings the Rashba, and then he brings the kasha on the Rashba, Abba Kasha.
Rabbi, I don't think Rabbi Chana made it into the email.
Yeah, I don't see it.
No?
No, I saw it.
All had the Rashba. What's the name? Joel Silverberg sent the...
it's in the email. It's in the email. No, it's in the email. It's the third page.
It came to us, yeah.
Some people get it and some people not. That doesn't mean not fair.
It's three one pages. It's three different pages. That's why.
Okay, it's there.
Yes, it's on
the right. Sometimes it's actually not my fault. I have to admit, I'm a little bit spacey, and I very often I go in the office and I make it because I can't email from the same computer, so I have to email, scan it in one computer and email it to myself. And then once I get on my computer, so very often between those two steps, I get distracted.
Arbe kategorin. We can't
Valgito. The Yeshua is pretty hectic. But this time I actually did it. Okay, anyway. So
you should make a work study job to do
tomorrow,
it.
Guys. Let's try and read the Rashba. Figure if we can answer Stam Pashup Shot with the Rashba saying. To answer my question that how can he compare Chai Ve'lan and the Chai Ve'krisis? Here's Essay Doichen, here Essay Zat Doichen. And then let's look at Rav Chanan's kasha, which I believe at the end of the day, Rav Chanan basically leaves it Sarach Ian to explain the Rashba. Okay, Maria Shikayach, everybody. Okay, good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rabbi, tomorrow we'll see Rabbi, hopefully from the bus on the way back from Washington.
That's a good question. What's the story tomorrow? Are you people going to this rally?
I'm going to the rally, but I'm on the bus on the way back, Rabbi. It's push it.
Okay, so I can still give share? Yes.
Yes, please.
Her first.
Okay.
The bus can get somewhere.
Where are you going from?
We're going from Cleveland to Washington in a couple hours from now, and then coming back tomorrow afternoon.
How far is Cleveland to Washington?
According to Nine Google, driving is 6 hours, but with a bus, they're assuming 8 hours.
Wow. So. I was in Queens in high school in 67, in ninth grade.
Oh, wow.
We went to Washington. There was every bus in New York was broken. Finally, the Yeshiva got this broken down bus. And sure enough, it broke down on the way to Washington. So we had to hitch a ride, but the roads were full of buses. So we hitched a ride on a bus to Washington. We got to Washington just in time for the rally to be over, probably about an hour after it was over. And then we had to hitch a ride back if you didn't have a bus.
That was for Soviets, right?
That was in 67.
For the Soviet Jewry, right?
No, 67. The war. War. I was in ninth grade. Okay, anyway. I hope you have much more siyata d'shmaya. Okay. I got you going, everyone.
Thank you.